Well, hello there. This is Heather McAllister from Get Better with Heather, and I am a holistic health and life coach. And I help women in midlife feel better in their bodies. And I work with people one-on-one and have a course for better weight loss in the works. So normally my podcast is really focused on weight loss, nutrition, and mindset. So today's topic is going to be a little different, and I'm going to be talking about brain fog. And while this isn't exclusive to women in their 40s, I'm going to talk about what are some of the symptoms of brain fog and what are some of the possible causes. And you may find that this is something that you've been struggling with and haven't been able to quite put your finger on, or maybe you know this is going on and you just have no idea where to start. So this episode is for you if you've been experiencing some lack of focus and sluggishness and just some like weird thinking and spaced out feeling. And I'm going to talk about what are all the causes potentially. And also why I'm talking about this today, because like I said, this isn't a typical sort of health coaching weight loss issue that I talk about, but it is something that impacts our ability to really function optimally in life. And I find that this is really common and it's really not being addressed or talked about quite a bit. So I'm going to get into all the details. So stick with me for this episode on brain fog. So how do you know if you're experiencing brain fog? Or maybe somebody that you live with or care about might be experiencing this. So brain fog has been described as kind of feeling lost or spaced out, feeling like there's spider webs in your brain. It's really a common issue, and I'm going to get into why that is and something that we're seeing more and more frequently, but it's not a diagnosable medical condition. So if you go to your doctor and you talk about these symptoms, they may kind of just pass it off because it's not something that's typically diagnosable. Many women will face sort of this brain fog syndrome during menopause. And a lot of people actually, this is very common after people have had a concussion. So you may have heard of post-concussion syndrome or even just kids that get hurt playing sports. They kind of have this foggy, slowed brain function after the injury. People with jet lag can actually get sort of a temporary bout with brain fog. And this is something that is common with patients that are treated with chemotherapy, and they call it chemo brain. Other possible causes are lack of sleep, hormonal conditions like perimenopause, menopause, thyroid conditions, imbalances in some of these hormones like cortisol and insulin can also contribute to suboptimal brain function, nutrient deficiencies, toxins, mold, metals, things like that, that could be in your environment that your body's just having a really hard time eliminating and detoxifying. Food intolerances can cause brain inflammation, and some mood disorders like depression. And one thing that I want to highlight is COVID, because this is a new phenomenon. And this is something that is actually being found to be quite common. In fact, some studies have shown that 30% of the people with even mild COVID infections have reported having brain fog post-recovery. Now, add COVID to a woman who's going through menopause and maybe has some hormonal imbalances and brain fog, or someone who has some nutritional deficiencies and maybe is a little stressed out and not sleeping well. And well, this is creating like the perfect storm for brain fog. So yes, brain fog can be the result of multiple things: stress, hormonal changes, infections, inflammations that are triggered from food intolerances or toxins in the environment. And it can actually present with a lot of symptoms. You know, you kind of have that typical feeling of being spaced out. There may be some word finding difficulty, some forgetfulness. There could be a difficulty in understanding new material and actually what people are saying. So just not processing information well. There could be a change in visual spatial skills, executive brain function, multitasking, juggling different things all at once, and processing speed. Some people actually complain of headaches, fatigue, irritability, just feeling down and depressed. And some people experience pretty significant anxiety. Most commonly, there's this debilitating fatigue or lack of energy. There could be frequent waking at night, so just not good sleep, dizziness, and post-exertional malaise. So that means just like crashing after doing something that's kind of strenuous. Brain fog is not completely understood, even in concussion syndromes. But we can talk about how to help support yourself or someone else that you might know to reduce the impact, possibly improve thinking skills. And while a lot of research still needs to be done, there are a lot of evidence-based things that you can do to help support your brain, reduce the symptoms, and help create better clarity, focus, and memory. So why am I talking about this today? So like I said, I'm typically here talking about hormonal balance and weight loss. And well, you know, being able to do all of those things in your life, being able to have the energy and the focus to pursue things that are important to you, like a better, healthier body, requires your brain to be working optimally. And so if you have some of this brain fog going on, it can make it really hard to function in your daily life. It can make it really hard to stick to a healthy eating plan. It can make it really hard to just participate in things that are meaningful and that bring you joy and that make you happy. But this became really apparent to me recently because I had COVID and I am still recovering from the after effects of the COVID infection. And while my symptoms weren't severe, so I stayed home, I felt like I had the flu, I had a really bad kind of case of the cold, right? But the effect that it had on my brain was really profound. And so part of me kind of understands that being in the healthcare field, I'm an occupational therapist. We help people recover from the symptoms and cope with the symptoms of COVID and other brain injuries and like concussions and whatnot. But also, I just was surprised how much COVID affected me. Fatigue, anxiety, just low attention span, lack of focus. Like really, I feel like I've run a marathon after working a full day or even just spending time working on this episode. I've had to do it in chunks of time versus just kind of, you know, work hard and get it done. My focus has been really, really impaired. So this is why personally I wanted to do this episode because I feel like there's not a lot of resources out there helping people with this. And I kind of felt a little alone actually in the process of my recovery because people expect you to just jump back into life and be better after your quarantine. And that's not always the case. So, you know, I have a personal reason, and I think that this is a really important topic. And I think there probably are a lot of people out there right now suffering from this. And so I really wanted to come out here and offer some of the suggestions and tips that I've been following and some of the things that I have found in my researching of this topic. Okay, so before we get on to what are some of the ways to help support your body in recovering and coping with brain fog, I wanted to talk about some of the possible explanations. Now, like I said, a lot of research really needs to be done on this. So these are still hypotheses. These are not proven necessarily, although there is a lot of research and data to support some of these explanations. So the first explanation for brain fog in general, with post-COVID in particular, with post-concussion syndrome and brain injuries and some other diagnoses, is this idea that the brain is inflamed. And this can happen when cytokines, which is something produced by your immune system, are released to fight an infection. When your body has an immune response, it creates inflammation in order to address the issue, in order to help heal. Sometimes this inflammation is too much, and for whatever reason, there's inflammation or this immune reaction going on in the brain. And studies have actually shown that COVID causes brain inflammation, and it causes the immune system to kind of go into overdrive, where the immune system is actually attacking its own brain, its own brain cells. And that impairs communication between those brain cells. And that communication needs to be really fast and really effective in order to have good thinking skills. Another hypothesis is that there's a lack of oxygen and blood flow to the brain, kind of like in a brain injury or post-concussion. And that can also lead to this diffuse inflammation. And then another thing that seems to be popping up a lot in the explanations is that there can be a disruption of the autonomic nervous system called dysautonomia. Now, the autonomic nervous system is made up of two branches, the sympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. Now, those two, the autonomic nervous system controls things like blood pressure, breathing rate, circulation, really basic life functions, heart rate, all of that, and is involved in fight or flight. So one of the syndromes that they've actually seen from COVID or from other infections as well is this syndrome called POTS, which is postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. Now, that syndrome is kind of this constellation of symptoms from having dysautonomia. So the autonomic nervous system isn't working properly. So things like blood pressure dropping when people are sitting or standing, with heart rate going up really high, dizziness, racing heart, shortness of breath, fainting, all of these can be symptoms that have been brought on by an infection like COVID that's impacting the nervous system and the brain. So when the autonomic nervous system isn't working correctly, your nervous system isn't working correctly. So these are things that are coming up a lot, and these are things that are being seen in relation to brain inflammation, brain fog, all of that. So another thing that really made sense for me, I was listening to a podcast, The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey. He's the bulletproof guy, if you're not familiar with it. And he was talking about brain fog. And again, brain fog can happen for any number of reasons. You know, if your hormones are disrupted, perimenopause is a time where hormones are really fluctuating quite a bit. So women can suffer with word finding difficulty and all of these other things. And his explanation, which I thought was really interesting, because when I was thinking about how I felt after COVID and even just during my perimenopause, menopause journey, I've had this problem as well. So he offers this explanation that there is this inflammation, and I'm paraphrasing. He does a much better job of explaining this, but this is how it made sense to me. There's this inflammation of the circuits that are having trouble communicating with each other, right? So your nerve cells are all connected. And if there's inflammation, those nerve cells are not connecting optimally, right? But our brain is like is this miraculous like computer machine. It's so good at what it does. And what it does is keep us alive. So if there is some type of energy deficiency or lack of blood flow to the brain, it's going to prioritize making communications that are critical for life. So critical for life is going to be, you know, survival mechanisms. So what isn't necessary for survival? Word finding, memory, those types of things. So your brain really does a really good job of just picking and choosing and paying attention to the things that are absolutely necessary for survival. And so you might have these memory difficulties, or you may be making quicker connections because you're bypassing a lot of information. So it's kind of like your brain isn't able to absorb all the information because of this issue with integrating all of your senses and all of the information that our brains normally kind of process through on a good day, right? Well, if you're having a bad day and your brain isn't working properly, it's going to pick and choose what it pays attention to. And so the way I take this is that you can sometimes then misread what's going on in your environment and make conclusions that maybe aren't quite as valid. And that may create some anxiety. It may make you more forgetful. It may make it more difficult to process things that aren't absolutely necessary because your brain's really just picking and choosing what it's going to focus on. So I thought that was really, really interesting because that's what exactly was happening with me right after COVID. And it was just the bare minimum of what I was able to pay attention to. And then I was also coming up with all kinds of crazy things that were making me very anxious. Now, anxiety, in my opinion, can sometimes be your brain. It's kind of like your brain's survival in hyperdrive, right? Our brains are made to keep us alive, and fear and anxiety is one way to do that. So really kind of interesting. It's very uncomfortable, but definitely that perspective made sense to me. So hopefully that makes some sense for you as well. Thankfully, most of those symptoms, like the anxiety and sort of that overwhelming feeling, has subsided since I've been recovering from COVID. But I will say that it's been a process. And that's where I want to really get into, you know, what are some of the things that you can do to help support yourself? Because if you're a woman, especially, we have a real hard time prioritizing ourselves and making time for ourselves. And if you are struggling with this, especially if you've just had COVID, this is really something you need to pay attention to, because I think that it could actually get a lot worse if we don't take care of ourselves. So a recent study in brain and behavior showed that COVID impacted attention, skills, learning, and long-term memory between 9. Now, this is a huge, huge degree here. Between 9 and 49% of post-COVID infections may present with long-standing fatigue 4 weeks or even up to a year after infection. Wow, that's like crazy. Even if it were just 9 or 10%, but possibly 49% of the people that are recovering from COVID are showing some issue in their cognition, which is really astounding.